You're listening to Agriculture Today.
Beef prices are high because supplies are tight and shoppers keep buying. Years of drought shrank the national herd to the smallest since the 1950s. And lifting cattle and box beef values that flow through to the meat case. Retail checks show elevated levels, roughly $6 plus per pound for ground beef, low to mid-teens for popular steak cuts, and relief has been slow. But at the White House on Thursday, officials said they were working on steps to bring prices down. Near-term levers matter most for hamburger. Imported lean beef from Brazil is blended with well-marbled U.S. trim, and it raises the lean percentage, but it doesn't replace U.S. steaks, just simply balances fat. Tariff relief would add lean trim and could ease burger prices first. By contrast, Mexican feeder cattle currently halted over a livestock pest go to U.S. feedlots and finish with more marbling so they don't directly help with the ground beef market. Longer term, though, ranchers beginning to retain heifers, but biology is slow. Beef output typically takes about 2 years to grow after rebuild starts. So without added lean imports or softer demand, price easing will likely be gradual. Ethanol production edging up to a five-week high as harvest advances. EIA data analyzed by the Renewable Fuels Association shows output at 1.07 million barrels per day. That's about 45.11 million gallons per day. Now, it's up 0.3% week over week, 3.1% above last year, and 4.2% over the three-year average. Now, the four-week average, annualized pace of about 16 billion gallons. Now, inventory slipped to 22.6 million barrels, yet remained 1.6% higher than a year ago, and still 4.1% over the three-year average. Stocks declined everywhere except the East Coast and the Rocky Mountains, and gasoline supplied, which is a demand proxy, fell 5.2%, down to 8.46 million barrels per day. That's a 19-week low. The refiner blender net inputs of ethanol up 2.6%, slightly above last year and over the three-year average, and exports eased 21.7% to an estimated 4.5 million gallons per day. Well, natural disasters are a growing force behind food price pressure and tighter farm margins, and drought the biggest culprit. That's according to a new Trace One study. And using FEMA and USDA data, researchers estimate average annual U.S. ag losses of $3.48 billion, with drought accounting for $1.9 billion. That's more than half. Hurricanes add about $485 million a year, flooding $437 million, cold waves $286 million, with hail, wind, heat waves, tornadoes, winter weather, and wildfires adding hundreds of millions more. Now, losses uneven across regions. California leads with just about $1.3 billion in expected annual farm losses and the highest per farm hit, which is over $20,000. It reflects the vulnerability of high-value fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Nationally, average per farm loss, $1,800. It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
I think that we see with this Chinese provocation why it is very important for the president to have emergency powers to implement tariffs, because he needs to be able to use this to push back against this Chinese overreach against the world.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent explaining to reporters why tariffs are needed.
So if it was not clear to anyone on the court before last week that the president needs emergency powers to protect the American people and the American economy, then it should be abundantly clear now.
Speaking on Wednesday to reporters at the Treasury Department, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer.
Now, to be really specific about Brazil, there's actually two regimes at play right here. There's the reciprocal tariff rate of 10% on Brazil, which everyone in the world has, which we're trying to do to control the global trade deficit. It's a huge problem for us. Then on top of that, there's a 40% tariff on Brazil, and that's under a separate emergency, and this is related to extreme concerns with rule of law, censorship, and human rights in Brazil, where a Brazilian judge has taken it upon himself to order U.S. companies to censor themselves, given them secret orders to manage the flow of information, rule of law with respect to political opponents in Brazil. And so when
the unlawful detention of U.S. citizens who were in Brazil.
Correct. Now, the Treasury Department has often used AIPA, which is the shorthand for the law you're talking about, to impose sanctions, which will cut off countries or companies or persons entirely from the U.S. financial system and cut off trade entirely. If the president can cut off trade entirely, he can certainly impose a tariff, which is a lesser measure than a full sanction.
While the Brazilian president expected to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump soon, Bessent says it's important for nations to work together.
President Trump has instructed the ambassador and myself to tell our European allies that we would be in favor of, whether you want to call it a Russian oil tariff on China or a Ukrainian victory tariff on China. But our European allies have to be willing to follow. We are sitting here during a government shutdown when we can't get seven more Democratic senators across the line, but 85 U.S. senators are willing to give President Trump the authority to put up to 500% tariffs on China for the purchase of Russian oil. We are told that the European Parliament will not pass a similar measure. So all I hear from the Europeans is that Putin is coming to Warsaw. There are very few things in life I'm sure about. I'm sure he's not coming to Boston. So we will respond if our European partners will join us. The second, we do have the 20% of the tariff. We have a 20% fentanyl tariff on China. And again, they have all but admitted that they sell the precursor drugs. When we have the discussion, they say, take off the tariff, and then we can fix it. We say, fix it, and show us 6 months of persistence, and then we will take off the tariff. So again, back to the IEPA, if 100,000, 200,000 Americans being killed every year by fentanyl, families ruined, is not an emergency, I'm not sure what is.
And by the way, if the Chinese can cut off rare earths and export control them, they certainly can't control the precursors for fentanyl as well.
It's Agriculture Today.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
At Wiley Implement and Spray Center, we are here to keep your Case IH tractors, planters, sprayers, and other implements in tip-top shape this season. Whether you need in-shop or in-field service, Wiley has the factory-trained technicians to keep your equipment running with genuine Case IH parts. Give us a call today or go to WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
with Agriculture Today. Here's Tony St. James.
First, I want to talk about China's economy because that's also a piece of this pie.
That's Arlen Suderman. He is with StoneX and has been following the U.S.-China situation for many years. He explains,
as we talk about the impact on the world, on particularly United States and China, China's primary method of sustaining its economy has been to issue bonds that inject money into that economy, keeping life in it. But that also adds to government debt level. The Chinese government issued 11.46 trillion yuans, or $1.6 trillion of bonds, in the first 9 months of this year. That's up 60% from the same period last year. China's economy is largely relying on this government debt spending to keep its factories running and to keep consumer spending. Bond issuance, though, over the past couple of months, as debt levels have risen, has slowed, leading to concerns that we might see further headwinds for China's economy. That doesn't necessarily mean that China's economy is about to collapse, but it does suggest that the challenges facing President Xi are growing. He's willing to face those challenges rather than to yield to President Trump because he's playing the long game. He's willing to allow China to suffer in the short run to reach his goal of overcoming the United States so that he can reach his stated goal of having the top military and the top economy in the world. Controlling 90% of the processed rare earth minerals and magnets in the world was to become his ticket for doing so. That card that he is now playing in this high-stakes game is what's front and center. And as I said, that dropped soybean trade considerably down the list of priorities in these talks. Now, as we look at the impact, let's look at global world supplies of soybeans as a percent of carryout to use. That would be this brown line on this chart, showing that it's at roughly about 17% or so, and pretty level overall in recent years. As we've seen Brazil continue to increase production, and the U.S. actually decrease the acreage that goes into soybeans, transferring market share from United States to Brazil as China increasingly buys more soybeans from Brazil. But overall, supplies are keeping up. There's no reason to rally world's soybean prices right now to ration demand because supplies are quite adequate. And that's what we face. Domestically, it's a situation to where if we're going to increase exports for China, we're going to have to force them to do it with some type of a trade deal that would require them to buy U.S. soybeans at certain designated volume, whether it was economically feasible for them to do so or not, but they'd have to get something in return for doing so. Maybe tariff-free access to U.S. consumer market or something like that. And if we were to get such a trade deal, combined with the strength of our biofuel program that it looks like, not guaranteed yet, but looks like we're going to have for 2026 and 27, it could be quite bullish for demand for soybeans. On the other hand, if China doesn't come back to the U.S. market and we don't have fully built out the infrastructure for that domestic biofuel demand, then it could leave us with some burgeoning supplies here in the United States.
It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
This land, there's no more perfect place on earth. It provides more than the crop you grow or the herd you tend. It gives you purpose. And to help young, beginning, and small farmers fulfill their purpose, Capital Farm Credit is here for you. Our decades of experience providing advice, products, and opportunities can help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
The economy is unbelievable. It really is. It's been incredible.
Speaking from the Oval Office on Thursday to reporters, President Donald Trump on the economy and beef prices.
I think one of the great numbers that I've ever heard, think of it, over $17 trillion being invested in our country. And when you think of, compare that to the last administration, but really compare it to any administration, compare it to any country. There's never been a country with anything like that. That's in a period of 8 months. And we've already broken every record possible. There's never anything even close. So we'll go back to all of that. Prices are down. Oil is down. We're down $58 a barrel. We're going to be hitting $2 for gasoline. I think we're going to be at $2. And the previous administration, they were at $4 and $5. They were going up much higher. And then they swung back into my things, but they didn't swing back properly. They were very, very late. They really blew it. We had it really going in the right direction. They came in, took everything out, and it's incredible. I'll never forget. They lost control of the price of gasoline, of oil. They totally lost control, Howard, and then they went back immediately. Well, let's go back to Trump. But by that time, it was too late, and they didn't go back because the leases and everything else, they didn't do what they had to do. They wouldn't know. They really didn't know how to. But we could be hitting close to $2 a gallon. I'd love to break it if we could, but we could be. And, you know, when that comes down, everything else, and everything else has been coming down, groceries are down, the price of things are down. And honestly, the simplicity is, if you can get oil down, it's such a big category, everything follows. So just about everything follows. And we are working on beef. And I think we have a deal on beef that's going to bring the price of beef. That would be the one product that we would say is a little bit higher than we want it, maybe higher than we want it. And that's going to be coming down pretty soon, too. We did something. We worked our magic. But groceries are down and energy is down. Electricity is way down. We have the prices coming down for people. They were abused for 4 years by the Biden administration.
Phase one trade agreement in the first Trump administration was not enforced. So where are we today? Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
Right now, we are currently in a 90-day roll on the tariffs. So is it possible that we could go to a longer roll in return for a delay? Perhaps. But you know, all that's going to be negotiated in the coming weeks before the leaders meet in Korea.
Bessent, along with U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jamison Greer earlier in the week on expectations for China.
So the Chinese obviously will decide what they're going to do, right? That's not up to me. I'm just outlining our expectation for this program. Obviously at a minimum they have to delay it. Our expectation is that this never goes into effect because you can't. When you look at what happened with the rare earth magnets, they had a similar program that they implemented. And that program, the result was that they couldn't implement it. They didn't have enough people to organize it. Separate and apart from it being just wrong entirely, they actually couldn't implement it. And it took months and months to get the flow of magnets to something that was barely tolerable, right? Now, take that program, which was trying to deal with thousands of license applications, and multiply it by 1,000. That's what we're talking about. Because we're not just talking about the rare earths themselves. We're talking about many downstream products that contain those rare earths. Remember, 0.1%. If 0.1% of a product has a Chinese rare earth in it, it could be controlled by this. The scope and the scale is just unimaginable, and it cannot be implemented.
It's Agriculture Today.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
When China upped the ante on rare earth minerals.
Arlen Suderman is with StoneX. Talks about the Chinese issue with rare earth minerals.
I've talked about rare earth minerals before. Rare earth minerals don't get a lot of discussion because a lot of us don't really understand rare earth minerals. It's not something we're really common with. There's about 17 rare earth minerals that are essential, rare earth minerals and magnets, I should say, that are essential for the production of electronics, everything from cell phones to pickup trucks to aircraft engines to sophisticated radar, but also they're essential for the production of our high-end defense weapons. Now, the latter gets little attention because what country wants to say, China, you need to send us rare earth minerals because we can't produce defense weapons? Nobody wants to show that vulnerability to China. But China's well aware of it. I'm not telling China anything it doesn't already know. It knows that. Now, back in May, the U.S. got an agreement, and China controls 90% of the processed rare earth minerals and magnets in the world. Not 90% of the rare earth minerals and magnets are mined in China, but it processes 90% of them, and many of them are mined in China. Why? Because they're expensive to process and to mine, and they're environmentally dirty. So most countries have just allowed China to do it over the years, and now it has control over 90% of them. And it's been restricting shipment to Western countries, not just the United States, but Western countries. And so back in May, President Trump got an agreement from President Xi to go ahead and ship them to us. Now, industry sources say that was just a six-month agreement that runs out in November. And China's only been shipping low and mid-grade rare earth minerals and magnets that can't qualify directly as they are for defense weapons. And it's also requiring a tremendous amount of documentation and pictures, et cetera, of, in many cases, proprietary manufacturing information to make sure that they're not used in defense weapon production. That also allows China to steal technology on producing these other products, et cetera. And so that has been the case as we've been going forward, but we still need them. Well, then overnight and today in China, China added five more now to the list of even heavier restrictions or heavy restrictions. That's 12 out of the 17 now have heavy restrictions on them. And Reuters is reporting that companies producing some of the rare earth minerals and related magnets on the list will need a Chinese export license if the final products contain or is made from Chinese equipment or material, even if no Chinese companies are involved in the transaction. Now, this mimics rules that the United States uses to restrict other countries from exporting semiconductor-related products to China. Dozens of pieces of mining and refining equipment were also added to China's restrictive list. Now, these restrictions are set to take effect November 8, 2 days before the expiration of our latest agreement, which suspends all the high-level tariffs between the two countries. President Trump recently announced plans to invest dollars into at least five mineral mining companies operating in Greenland in the United States, seeking to facilitate the ramping up of production and processing of these rare earth minerals. But all of that takes time to develop. These companies primarily operate in Greenland and in the United States. So it's going to take time. So until then, China continues to hold the Trump card, shall we say, over the West and including the United States in dealing with this.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Demet, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
Yesterday was the first day about 6 weeks in northwest Iowa that we got moisture. We got nice rain. You know, a lot of guys are done with their soybeans, a few left out there, but it's just nice to have that gentle rain that doesn't have the pods get pushed on the ground. We got about, 40% of the corn left out there, but we have great yields right now. I just wish that commodity price would be a little higher.
Iowa Representative Randy Feenstra from the 4th District is a member of the House Ag Committee and Ways and Means on the government shutdown.
It should never happen. I mean, we did a continuing resolution, and obviously the Democrats don't want to go down that path. But for farming, I mean, all the FSA offices are closed, so that means that your acreage reporting can be done. Talked to a lot of guys that also have federal farm loans, and they can't get the dollars right now, or they can't get the access to them. Also seeing it with conservation. So a lot of our farmers have the soybeans or corn out of the fields, and they want to put in some terraces or whatever it might be, but those conservation dollars are not being released to that farming community. So this shutdown is really hurting. And as you said, that market data is just not there on harvest and what's happening. So everybody's going blind a little bit on what we're doing for futures. So it's a really, really big concern.
Also talks about the reconciliation bill.
If people don't understand what happened in that big, beautiful bill. So what we did, since we didn't pass that farm bill, we had a lot of the product that's always in the farm bill, we pushed into the reconciliation bill, the big, beautiful bill. That included like crop insurance. We made that higher levels of coverage and made it more affordable. We increased the reference prices, especially corn, from $3.70 to $4.10, beans from $8.40 to $10. And then this is how you grow the economy in ag, is that we increase the interest expensing or immediate expensing. So if you want to build a new facility, you can immediately expense it. Or if you want to buy a new tractor or a combine, whatever it is, that Section 179 depreciation got doubled to $2.5 million to really help new equipment purchases. So that reconciliation bill was a big deal, and we'll see how this plays out over the next 6 to 12 months on how this grows that ag economy.
He also talks about why a strong ag economy is vital for rural communities.
Especially in Iowa, my district is second largest ag district in the country, but I just see it when the backbone of ag, when we're successful economically, it helps the main streets, it helps our schools, helps our hospitals, helps philanthropic giving. I mean, it all goes together. And in Iowa and the Midwest, Texas, I mean, it's such a big deal when our farming community is successful.
But there's a cliff approaching if Congress doesn't pass a new farm bill or extend the existing bill.
Exactly. I'm working with G.T. Thompson, our chairman of the Republicans for Ag, and working with, obviously, Rollins, Secretary Rollins, USDA. The skinny farm bills, it's got to happen. And a lot of the farmers, the number one issue is what we're doing on conservation and CRP land. And we want to make sure we get that right. But there's a lot of CRP land that's coming available now that the farmers got to decide if they're going to continue to put it in CRP. So that's really big. And that's why it's so important that we get that farm bill done. And now it's delayed because of the government shutdown. But we're hoping that November, early December, that we can get something passed. And since we did so much in that reconciliation bill, I mean, it's a skinny farm, but there's not a lot to it. There's Prop 12. That's always a concern when it comes to hog gestation pens. Ag research is such a big part of that farm bill also. That's really big. So we're hoping that November, once we get back into session, get the government back open, that this becomes a real priority.
It's Agriculture Today.
At Wiley Implement and Spray Center, we are here to keep your Case IH tractors, planters, sprayers, and other implements in tip-top shape this season. Whether you need in-shop or in-field service, Wiley has the factory-trained technicians to keep your equipment running with genuine Case IH parts. Give us a call today or go to WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.